This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two on Talk Your Trash Friday. And so far, we've got our ESPN personalities all handling their business. And the next personality we're having on right now, his ability, his opportunity to trash talk, well, he's in a bye week for that. Because the Titans are in a bye. So next week, we hope that when Harry Douglas joins us, Harry Douglas will be part of Talk Your Trash Friday. But right now, Harry, you get to relax, sit back, and just let everybody else fight each other while your team rests up and gets ready to play whomever. Feels good to be in a bye week, doesn't it?
Hon, just because the Titans are on a bye week don't mean I'm not going to talk my trash. Usually the number one seed now in today's NFL, that's what they do. They sit back and they wait. They have the luxury of sitting back and waiting to see who they're going to play. But you have to be a number one seed in order to have that luxury. Not everybody has that luxury. But right now, the Titans do.
And it's pivotal, too, because they got to get King Henry back right, who looks like he's getting stronger and stronger by the week. But I have been that number one seed before, Harry. And I've come back and taken that L because that other team was playing with a level of desperation for two straight weeks. If they come back flat, oh, buddy, they're going to dance. I remember going into Tennessee, Keith Bullock, everybody, number one record, everything. Chris Johnson, outstanding. Sent their ass packing. They ain't even had their suitcases out yet. They weren't even thinking about it. Man, oh man, I sent them to Disney World quick.
Listen, I got sent to Disney World quick too. Back in 2010, when we had the number one seed, and Aaron Rodgers, the Packers had just squeezed in and getting into the playoffs, and they came into the Georgia Dome at the time, boy, and blew us out. Went on to win the Super Bowl too.
So when you look at this week's matchups, and you see all the teams that potentially could be moving on and facing your team. Which one is the scariest one?
That's a good question. And I think it'll probably be between the Steelers and then the 4-5. Who's the 4-5?
Well, it's going to be the Bengals and Raiders would be your other.
Bengals and Raiders. So yeah, it'll be in my eyes, I think it'll be the Steelers, Bengals, or Raiders, because I don't think New England is going to beat Buffalo. Honestly, I think the Raiders. I think the Raiders, and a lot of people may say the Bengals. And the Titans actually lost to the Bengals last year. Joe Burrow had a good game against them last year up in Cincinnati. But the reason why I don't say the Bengals is because I'm worried about their offensive line. And at this time of year, you got to have good offensive line play. Joe Burrow's been sacked 51 times this season. That's the most in the NFL. I just don't think that's going to hold up throughout the playoffs, especially the defensive line that Tennessee has. They can rush you with their front, with their front guys without even blitzing. So I don't think that's going to work for Cincinnati. But the Raiders, man, and Derek Carr, and when Darren Waller is 100%, then you got Hunter Renfro, Zay Jones. You have that back in the backfield as well. So I think they present. Then you look over defensively. They have those guys on the defensive line too that present problems. So I would think the Raiders.
Most people, I think, would be surprised to hear that.
Well, I know in Cincinnati, they don't want to hear it. They want to believe this is the year that they get it right. We're talking with Harry Douglas on the Goodyear Hotline. As a wide receiver, you're looking at the Bucs, and you're seeing, all right, they don't have Godwin. Obviously, Antonio Brown's not there anymore either. Barr keeps telling me that's all right. He's got all those tight ends. Do you think that's all it's going to have to be? I mean, Fournette, we don't know. He's back, but we don't know.
Is Mike Evans a bum? Percentage. Since when did Mike Evans become a bum?
Well, that's what a lot of people keep forgetting. They're not understanding that Mike Evans, since he's been in the NFL, has had 1,000 yards in every season.
8 years.
Every
straight.
Single season.
8 years straight. Nobody has ever done that.
All right, so talk to me, Harry. Then is for the Bucs, then it's no problem. No AB, no Godwin, no problem for Brady.
I don't think it's especially not this weekend. It's called self-reflect. And then you look at the offensive line that they have, right? The offensive line, I think, for Tampa Bay has been gelling more so than any offensive line in the National Football League, right? Those guys and the continuity that they have. But then you have Gronk still. You have a Cameron Brate. You still have an O.J. Howard. You can literally go 13 personnel and go up and down the field, honestly. You can go 13 personnel. You don't even have to put two receivers out there. You just put Mike Evans, three tight ends and one running back, and you're fine.
Hey, Harry,
Tom Brady.
Harry, can we honestly say that even with the losses that Brady has had, that he is probably still top five as far as best skill position players available on his squad when you talk about that? I mean, that, like, Perriman's a bum. Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer. You got Brait, O.J. Howard, Gronk is a Hall of Famer. So you got a Hall of Fame tight end, and you got a Hall of Fame receiver. It sounds like the same skill sets that Mahomes has with Kelce and Hill.
Well, I don't think it's the same, because when you look at Tyreek Hill, you got him and Mike Evans are two different type of receivers, right? Tyreek Hill's a legit above, man. He's the type of person that scares the hell out of DBs over and over again. When you look at Mike Evans is not going to scare you with his speed. He's going to scare you with his size. And you look at Travis Kelce, I do like Gronk better in that sense that Gronk is better in the run game. And in the playoffs, that's what you need. But Travis Kelce, he's no slouch either. So I won't put them in that category. I would say they're top six, just because when you look at all the teams in the playoffs right now, and you look at the skill position players for all these teams, there's some good skill position players for these quarterbacks to throw the football to.
Harry, who's on upset alert? Bart has the Niners beaten Dallas.
Cowboys.
You do too. Cowboys. Okay.
You know the last 5 weeks, you know how hard I've been on the I've been on the 49ers.
I know. Yeah. So you see them going into Jerry World, and you see them knocking off Dallas. What I mean, never mind from the Niners' perspective, because you're right, you have been talking about it. Bart also, you two both have been on this team way before everybody else has been saying, watch this group, they're coming together healthy, and they're playing better. I remember it even before the holidays. But the bigger story wouldn't be the Niners beating them, it would be the Cowboys losing, right? Like, what fallout would come from that?
Well, I think for the Cowboys to win, they got to be hitting on all cylinders in all three phases of the game. Like we've seen them against Atlanta, like we've seen them against the Washington football team when they tricked us all and thought they had everything together. We have to see the Dallas Cowboys hitting on all cylinders. I think they have to get turnovers. Jimmy G, when he doesn't turn the football over, they're undefeated this year. So if they can force Jimmy G into turnovers, but at the same time, the Cowboys' defense, those are aggressive guys over there. Kyle Shanahan loves to do a lot of shifts and motion, misdirection. So if they're not disciplined with their eyes and disciplined in their play, they're going to get ran up and down the field, on the field against the 49ers. So they have to be disciplined in everything that they do. But then if they decide they want to just play man coverage, which they do a lot in the back end, let's not talk like Debo Samuel's not first team All-Pro. Let's not act like George Kittle can't get open one-on-one. Let's not act like Kyle Juszczyk and Brandon Ayuk, and not to mention they have a guy named Trey Lance who they might have in their holster to draw up plays for in their run game as well. So that's another dimension of the game that they can go to.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I like that. I like the fact that, Kyle Shanahan has Debo Samuel, who can really, if they decide to put him at running back, it makes you play pretty much 11 against 10 again, because if you put a defensive back into the box, he don't know what the hell to do. Like, if you catch him in man-to-man and Debo motions into the backfield, now you're bringing a corner into the box, and all you got to do then is just, you know, do an RPO where he goes right and Kittle comes back left, and now you're going to have the corner. I guarantee you he's not going to be limboing with a damn with a linebacker, so you got people running into each other. So, I mean, I just think they have a lot of different things that they can do. Now, I'm not going to sleep on the fact that, you know, the secondary for the 49ers isn't that good. But, you know, it's going to remain to be seen. But what I want to ask you about is that matchup where it seems like somebody's legacy is going to take a major hit when you talk about the Cardinals and you talk about the Rams.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if Stafford loses, you know, I mean, that's going to be hell to pay, especially in that huge media market. But also, you know, we've been giving Kyler Murray a pass for the last couple of years. His teams has faltered at the end of the season. How do you see that one playing out?
Right now, first, if you have to ask me who do I trust more right now, I trust Kyler Murray more, just because Matthew Stafford, in the last 4 weeks, he has 9 turnovers, 8 interceptions, 1 fumble. Can't turn the football over. But it's plays that, well, I don't even understand why he's going certain places with the ball. And granted, guys might be open, but you have guys underneath that have been wide open too. I see him miss throws to Odell as well. So Matthew Stafford has to play well. And I think he's under the most pressure in the National Football League from the quarterback position. He has the most pressure on him, whether he wants that pressure or not. But he has to go out there and perform. But at the end of the day, I think the Arizona Cardinals are going to win that football game. I just do. I think they're going to win that football game. I like what Buda Baker presents on defense. They got J.J. Watt coming back. So I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals.
Harry, you were in Indianapolis for the national championship. How much NFL talent did you see on the field there? Give me somebody that jumped off the page for you.
I'll say for me, just the defensive guys, period, for Georgia, just the speed that they play with, the physicality that they play with, and nothing against Stetson Bennett. He made a few plays when he had to, but let's be honest, the University of Georgia won that national championship because of the guys defensively, yeah. And they have a lot of them. They have a lot of them that are older guys. They have a lot of them that are younger guys, but I think defensively across the board, just Georgia's defense and the guys playing at a high level, most of them are going to be playing, if not all of them, are going to be playing on Sundays as well.
Is Atlanta still, like, rocking? Like, are they still celebrating? Because they waited since 1980 to get a championship. You talk about Herschel Walker. Are they still going Waka Flocka? You're right, especially now with the Hawks, you know, not doing so well.
Yeah, they going hard in the paint for the Bulldogs right now. Listen, Georgia Tech fans aren't happy. I talked to somebody yesterday from Georgia Tech, and I was like, I'm so sick of these damn Bulldog fans celebrating still. I was like, bro, they just won a national championship on Monday. It hasn't even been a week yet. Like, let them have their reign. Yeah.
Now, with Jamison Williams being injured, do you think a team should take a flyer on him early?
Right. Yes. When I mean he's a difference maker, he's a difference maker. Used the speed, the explosion. But what I love about it is his toughness as well, right? He on punt team, on gunner, going down there to knock people out. We've seen he got kicked out of one of the football games late in the year. He does kickoff returns and all that kind of stuff. So he's a tough guy. He can play in all three, all two phases. I'm pretty sure he can play defense if they decide to put him over there as well. But his explosion, they say he's not going to lose that explosion with the ACL tear. I just hate it had to happen to him and John Mechie. And I do believe if Jamison Williams doesn't get hurt in that game, yeah, I don't know if that outcome would have been what it was.
Yeah, see, I do agree with that. But hey, what happened, and you know, tip the cap to Georgia. All right, college football's Play of the Month brought to you by Dr. Pepper. The college football season's over. Fans are celebrating the victory. Return to glory with Fansville at Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Harry, we're going to leave it right there, but be ready. Now, that was good trash talk you had there at the beginning there about having your bye week. But Friday, I need you to bring it. You're going to be part of what we do, like we're doing today. You're going to be part of it.
Listen, Hon, I'm going to stop you right there. Don't, Hon, stop it, Hon. Don't you worry about all that. Guess where I'm going to be next weekend? I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, I'm not going until Saturday, but I'm going to be there in Nashville for the home game of the Tennessee Titans.
My God.
So you know what happens is if they lose, they're going to blame you, say you the mush.
No.
They can blame me all they want to. I do one thing. I won't be having no damn pads on.
Oh, why not? Eric Weddle just got called out. You can run a slant. Julio's injured, man. Go ahead and get your money.
Nah, my knees won't let me do it.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Feel that. Harry, thanks so much. Always good to talk to you.
Nah, no problem, fellas.
All right, Harry Douglas on the Goodyear Hotline.
I mean, how about that, right? Eric Weddle signed out of retirement.
I told you yesterday. You didn't believe it.
I'm saying you might want to sign a dude maybe a couple of weeks before the playoffs start to see if he's still in shape, man. Like, what the hell?
Maybe they saw something. Maybe they know something. Who knows, right? Who knows?
Yeah, man.
Hey, it's Barton Hommel coming to you live, Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. All right, so we've had so far, you've gotten a taste of some of the trash talk we got going on inside the walls at ESPN. We'll play some more for you coming up on the other matchups, but we've got callers now that want to talk their trash as well. Where do we begin? How about in Virginia? Can we bring them both up at the same time, or is that possible, Devin? All right, we got two fans from Virginia who are both Raiders fans. Donovan and Aries. I said we bring them both up together. Let them talk trash together.
Got to turn the radio down.
Hey, what's good? Hey, what's good, man? Hey, we going to blow this team out 31-14. What do you say?
Let's do it this way, guys. Hey, let's do it this way. Donovan, you go first.
hey, we going to blow this team out 31-14. We know what kind of offense we're going against, but they feeling themselves, man. They like cigars after they win the division title, man. They resting their starters week 17. We made the playoffs. What Derek Carr say? Job ain't done, man. You know what they messed up, Green? You know what they messed up, Barnhan?
What up?
They giving up 51 sacks in one season, and one of my DNs got 100 pressures. What he saying, Minnesota Society? You know you messed up, right?
So you bought the beer. At 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, my Raiders, we looking like Tupac and Juice when he was in that elevator looking at Q, man. We cheered the whole game, man.
Aries, what do you got on the Raiders?
Yeah, I'm gonna back them up. I mean, Joey B smoking cigars, like, you know, like they did it. It's just the beginning, you know. Like, we're here, we got our chance. That's what we want to do. We have no more excuses. What's behind us is behind us. All the tragedy, all that, it's over. We're focused. There's nothing left but to win.
All right, what I need to know now is how far – like, you guys are both in Virginia. You're both Raiders fans. How do we get you two together to watch this game together?
Hey, look.
Time it up.
I mean, look, man, we're going to be here in spirit. We all going to Cincinnati. The whole Raider Nation going to be there in spirit, man. Mm. We all going there. I might get my Expedia.com discount, you know, just to go there and get my hotel and stuff, man. I don't know, man. I got to go see this in person, man.
Expedia, there you go.
I don't like cold weather. I'm going back south.
Hey,
all right, fellas. Thank you both for that. See, that's what we're talking about. I like that. But you know what? I got to hear this one because we got Joey. He is an Eagles fan. And he is 12 years old. But we know how Eagles fans roll.
Yeah.
They grow. They develop early. They develop that hate. They develop that anger early, that passion. So, Joey, talk your trash.
Hey, man. I just want to tell you guys need to give the Eagles more love, and we're going to run the ball. We're going to control the clock. Tom Brady's going to retire this weekend and fly, Eagles, fly.
Love it, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts gonna put the team on his back. That's what you're saying. You're saying Jalen Hurts is gonna put the team on his back and make the winning plays over terrific time.
Yes, sir.
Enough said.
I love it. Eddie said, "Oh, here we got the fight song. Fly Eagles, fly." That he said that Tom Brady's gonna retire. Man,
Yeah, hey, you know, Giselle been trying to tell him to come home for a minute.
You know what? We've got, by the way, our Eagles versus Bucks trash talk from inside the walls of ESPN. You don't want to miss that. We're going to have to wait, though, because it's long. Both guys talk their trash seriously. So that one you don't want to miss when we get to that a little bit later on in the show. But, man, like it's again, the passion is there. Now, Esteban is joining us right now. He's a Cowboys fan. We talked to him earlier this week, and you're hearing, Esteban, and you're hearing it from other people, including experts, like you just heard Harry Douglas, that the 49ers are going to beat the Cowboys, that there's going to be big problems in Big D. So, Esteban, here's your chance. Talk your trash.
Oh, Harry, you'll be home the first of the second week. Divisionals, you're going home. The Cowboys are – we're going, man. We're not even worried about the Niners. I think we're going to beat them, and we're heading for Lambeau Field. The Niners didn't even have a good game. Jimmy G went 23 for 32, one touchdown, two interceptions. The Rams just lost that game. They're over here bragging about how they beat the Rams to get in the playoffs. Well, the Cowboys got in because we won our division. So even though it was the least, but we got this. And we're going all the way, man. The Niners had their chance. They lost at the 4-yard line. They lost many times. Two Super Bowls. The Chiefs celebrating early. If we get there, we're going all the way. We ain't celebrating early. We're finishing the game. And we will see Lambeau Field next week.
What's your confidence level in McCarthy and his ability to make sure that he makes the right calls and calls the timeouts and clock management?
That scares us a little, but I don't think we're going to need that. I think we're going to go in there, and Dan Quinn's going to put that defense on their toes, and we're going to go in there and run, kick them in the teeth. Our defense is going to win this game for us. I put that on their shoulders. Our defense. Our offense is going to see that, and they're going to explode.
So Parsons going to handle Kittles. That's what you're saying. Parsons going to handle Kittles. Okay, I got you.
Listen, Esteban, thank you so much. Appreciate that. He's confident in his team now. He's confident. Now, I'll tell you what. Him saying we'll be at Lambeau next week means that he's predicting it's just going to – I mean, if the Rams beat the Cardinals, aren't they the team that would play the Packers, or I got that wrong?
I don't know. I don't know how the matchup goes. I have to figure. I got to look at that.
You don't know that?
No, I got to look it up.
Didn't you play in the playoffs? Don't you know how this works?
No, I do. I have to see who's the seed in the game. I have to look at it, figure it out. I got
Rams,
you.
Rams are 4, Cardinals 5.
Okay.
Cowboys 3.
So Cowboys 3, yeah. So 6, they went. So they went. They wouldn't play 2, the first team. They'll be the lowest seed is going to play Green Bay.
Play Green Bay, right? So I guess Lambeau would be at the NFC Championship.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just want to make
sure it'd be somebody from the Cardinals and the Rams game would go there, because assuming that Philly, if Philly wins, then Philly would go there. But that would be weird to think that Philly beats Tampa Bay.
Well, speaking of the Rams, Frank wants to talk some Rams trash talk. So Frank, talk your trash.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Good afternoon, big fan. Listen, Baby Yoda is going to be barbecue chicken for Aaron Donald. And I want Bosh Adamus to speak up again, because he said that the Rams going to take that. So far, it's looking so fly.
So fly. I like that, Frank.
I do like the fact that Cam Akers is coming back, and maybe he can handle more than 5 carries, you know, and get back to that groove, because I think he's a more explosive, more of a dual threat than Sony Michel.
All right, so you guys get the idea of what we're doing here. You'll hear from Inside the Walls of ESPN. You hear from the family, but we also want to hear from you as part of the family as well. Talk your trash today, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Now, remember, yesterday, Bart talked the truth about what he knows, and also, by the way, everybody, a Harvard study knows about the other impact that Viagra can have on the body. Those comments made it all the way to Buffalo. Will the Bills take heed in Bart's advice? You'll have to hear what they said about it next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. You should try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract. No compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. All right, we've talked some trash. We've heard you talk some trash. We'll get back to your trash talk at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 as we get you ready for NFL wildcard weekend. But now it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in a segment we like to call, Bart,
Audio Files.
The Audio Files. The audio file.
So yesterday, Bart Scott became a trending topic on social media, picked up by all types of outlets, including TMZ, when you made a very innocent, very honest suggestion to the Buffalo Bills to Josh Allen. Playing in sub-zero degree temperatures, especially when Josh Allen talked about how he has poor circulation, he loses feeling in his feet and all other things. You said, well, one of the secrets to NFL players that you remember from your day that what they would do, play in the cold,
yeah, man,
is to take Viagra, saying that it opens up the capillaries. In fact, Harvard did a study on this. This is true. You can look it up to find that, in fact, it does improve circulation and can warm hands and feet if you take it and you're in cold weather conditions.
I'm not crazy.
So, Dawson Knox was asked about this, and his response was this.
I've heard that Viagra can actually make you test positive for PEDs. I think there's something. I think there's something in there that'll pop you positive and make you miss four games. So in order to do that, I would need a prescription. So I do not have a prescription. So therefore, I will not be trying that out. But that would be a heck of a way to try something for the first time. Pop one of those before a football game. Yeah, there might be some other issues that go into that. But yeah, I'm not going to be experimenting with that.
Knox again, the tight end of the Bills.
Don't even know that he don't know.
One, he said he heard of it, though.
One, you're not going to test positive. Two.
You don't need a prescription anymore, right?
Yeah, right. Two, the patent is ran out. You can see the commercials for getting it. But Sildenafil, you don't have to get the Pfizer version, which is Viagra, the brand name. You just need the ingredients to open up your capillaries. So, yep. Yeah, wrong twice. So tell him to come talk to me, and I'll tell him what's correct and what's urban legend.
And there, and then, right. I think that's the other misconception that I also had when you first brought it up on our show.
Yeah,
the misconception that I thought of is like, wait a minute, if you take that, doesn't something happen?
Doesn't
something happen that makes it awkward? You heard Ninkovich also say the same thing. Like, I don't know if I want to, take that without knowing what it does.
Absolutely.
And you're like, nah, it doesn't work that way. But again, that's where it is. But it's still kind of funny. And I'm sure there's somebody out there right now in a cold weather city that has to work outdoors. That is going to give this a chance. Somebody out there is going to try this.
Well,
and if you do, here's what I want you to do. If you're listening or have been listening or saw Bart talk about this on Get Up, and you work outdoors, cold weather city, cold weather town, wherever you are, and you gave this a try, and it worked for you, call us.
You're welcome.
And tell us.
You're welcome.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Eagles, Bucks, Tom Brady. Yes. Tom Brady's loved in New England. He's loved in Tampa. He's hated pretty much everywhere else, especially in Philadelphia. And here's the thing. The last time he saw the Eagles, he lost in the Super Bowl. And for Tom Brady, I mean in the playoffs, I should say, he lost in the Super Bowl. And Eagles fans are still caught up on one thing that happened after that game, or what didn't happen. Brady never shook hands with the winning quarterback of the Eagles, Nick Foles. Tom Brady discussed how Eagles fans will never let this go.
I'm wondering, how aware are you? Those fans are obsessed with you not shaking Nick Foles' hand after that game. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not. I've shaken Nick's hand plenty of times, though. So I have a lot of respect for Nick. And, I try to be a good sport as best I can. I know it doesn't always look like that because sometimes I get a little pissed out there. But for the most part, I try to be a good sport.
Yeah,
much to do about nothing.
Yeah, a bunch to do about nothing. I mean, hell, Nick was probably so elated that they had won the game, he was about to be immortalized that, probably couldn't find him. But all you have to do is go to Tom Brady comments after they lost. He's always gracious in defeat. He's lost three Super Bowls.
That is true. And he's lost two of them to the same guy, Eli Manning. And then he appeared on the Manning cast, so you imagine there's no hard feelings there either. Hey, how about this? SoFi is a place that it's a beautiful stadium in Los Angeles. It's so beautiful that not only is it great for the home team, but everybody seems to want to visit it when their team plays there too. In fact, it feels like most of the fans there are visiting. And so Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly, had this request of Rams fans before their matchup on Monday night.
I'm not going to lie. I've never seen so many of the opposing team's fans at a game. And we came from Detroit, and there are a lot of good traveling teams there, but that was wild. Matthew was on a silent count. Jimmy Garoppolo was not. It was crazy.
So she's asking Rams fans not to sell their tickets to Cardinals fans. Hey, with that in mind, Bart, let's get some more trash talk here.
Let's do it.
All right, that game is a Monday night game. It's on ESPN. We love it. Looking forward to Monday night with the Cardinals and the Rams, a matchup of the NFC West rivals. Let's first hear on this, and it's funny because as we mentioned this, meaning Matthew Stafford's wife asking fans not to sell tickets, let's go to my good friend, John Gambadoro. Gambo, dude, the guy, the voice of Arizona sports in Phoenix on his Cardinals winning.
Hey, Alan, it's your old buddy Gambo. I'm going to give you a reason why the Cardinals are going to beat the Rams Monday. Matthew Stafford, he sucks. This guy's been in the league for how long? He's never won a playoff game? I mean, come on. His wife is begging the fans of the Rams, don't sell your tickets to Cardinal fans. We've got no home field advantage. The Cardinals are going to win because Matthew Stafford's terrible.
See, now that's how you talk trash. That's my guy, Gambo.
Well, Derek Carr's never won a playoff game, and nobody talks bad about him. Why has Matthew Stafford just become a lightning rod all of a sudden?
Well, because they made a huge trade for him, gave up a lot for him, and his wife is asking fans not to sell tickets, so it made it funny. But you know what? You're not the only guy at ESPN, though, that has been on the Matthew Stafford bandwagon from day one. We also have Dan Orlovsky, who was his teammate, of course, and he believes that Matthew Stafford is the answer, is the truth. And so he had a response from the Rams' perspective for Gambo.
The Rams are going to win this weekend. There's no doubt about it. They're the better football team. They got a better coach. They got a better quarterback. They got more talent. They got 7 first rounders. They got a defensive MVP. They got an MVP. They got a Super Bowl MVP. They got a number one pick at quarterback. A guy that's in his 13th year and a guy that is on a legacy changing 3-week stretch for a Hall of Fame worthy career. The Rams win because they're better.
Simple as that.
Yeah,
they're better.
I don't know if Dan Orlovsky completely believes that, because you talk about an MVP candidate and Bone Jones, baby Bone Jones over there. You know what I mean?
Kyler Murray.
No, baby Bone Jones.
Who's baby? You said when you ever say Collins, baby, I
Collins,
think right away
Collins.
You're going with
no. Collins' brother.
Oh, well.
My bad. Baby Bone Jones.
The minute you say baby, I think you're making another reference to Kyler Murray being small.
Well, if you went down the line, I mean,
you mean DeAndre, Chandler Jones.
Yeah, Chandler Jones. Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins is better than Cooper Kupp, even though Cooper Kupp has great weapons. I mean, you go A.J. Green, he's right there with, you know, and so far and so on. You go down the list. You know, yeah, defensive stars.
But you and I both know. The whole story of this game is going to be, does Matthew Stafford throw another pick six? Is he going to look like the guy we've seen over these last couple of weeks? The last half of the season, where the turnovers just started mounting and it started to become a head-scratcher, even to himself, where he said it too. Like, I make it harder. He said, I make it hard on us. I make it tough on us. Right? So I think the story is going to be Matthew Stafford.
Right.
Whole game is going to be about him. Don't you think?
You ain't wrong, man.
All right. Well, let's hear some more
Let's hear some more trash talk, man.
Yeah, let's hear some more trash talk. Let's do that right now. Al in Maryland wants to trash talk a little bit for his Rams. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, fellas, this Al D from Clinton, Maryland. Rams 35, Cardinals 25. Vaughn Miller was picked up specifically to hold Kyler Murray down. Hold Kyler Murray in the pocket. Plus, Kyler Murray is shaky. What that's going to do, he's going to free up A'shaun Robinson and Leonard Floyd. They're going to be one-on-one, and it's going to be a smash down. The thing that we need to do is we need to make sure that we give Odell Beckham and all our wide receivers, we need to get the ball to them. We do that, it's a smoke. We're going to smoke them.
Yeah, I mean, no DeAndre Hopkins makes it a lot more tougher, because now A.J. Green is a good guy, but he's not who he used to be. So, I mean, you can try and take Zach Ertz. You got to double Zach Ertz. If I'm the Rams, I'm putting Ramsey on Ertz.
All right. More of your trash talk coming up. ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save in as little as 3 minutes at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Did he say 35-25?
Yeah.
All right.
5 TDs, baby.
I mean, have we ever seen? Okay. Seen a game like that. We will continue with the trash talk. We did get a tweet at Barton Hahn on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed from Mike Grosso. His trash talk is this: anyone want to face my Jets? We'll beat you in any game other than football. Badminton, bring it. Blackjack, let's go. Golf, please. I'm with you.
Cornhole, baby, let's get it.
Yeah, don't worry. All of us non-playoff fans.
Yeah, we're going to sit this one out. We can't say nothing.
We're sitting out now, but we'll just wait till we get to draft week.
Yeah, that's
just
our time to shine,
wait till we get
baby.
To draft
combine,
week.
Combine Senior Bowl is our week,
just
baby.
Wait till we get to the throw of the pro day season. Just wait till we get there. we continue with your trash talk. You'll hear it from inside the walls at ESPN amongst our colleagues coming up again throughout the show. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Wild Card Weekend. We're getting you set for it. And as we look at the matchups, Bart, it always goes back to who's the home team and do they have advantage or do they have pressure? That's always been the question when it comes to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Is sometimes home field, home court, home ice can be a positive and sometimes it can be a negative. And as we go through the six teams that are at home, and you've played in pretty much all except probably, obviously, SoFi you didn't play in. But everywhere right. else, I believe you played. So with that in mind, out of these, what would be for you the toughest of these stadiums to play in Wild Card Weekend?
Well, the loudest one, even though it's outside, is Kansas City. Arrowhead is traditionally, to me, the even louder than Seattle. Seattle's more about architecture. You know, these fans are loud, they get after it, and they can affect the snap count. And when you snap, when you can affect the snap count and you got great defensive ends, that's the 1 second that they need or millisecond that they need to be able to get past the tackle as the tackle's late getting off the ball.
And you've played there in a playoff game, right?
Not a playoff game.
You didn't play a playoff game there? No.
No, Kansas City was bad when I played. They, you know.
You know what I'm thinking? Keyshawn played there in a playoff game once. He told me that story.
It's crazy, though. It's crazy to play there. I played there a lot of times, man. It's a dope stadium, man. And it's crazy because it's outdoor stadium and it's loud like it's an indoor stadium.
How tough is Buffalo to play in regularly and then you add the fact that it's going to be freezing cold?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, man. You know, in Orchard Park, man, those fans are lit. They're jacked up on Mountain Dew, man. They loud. And it's crazy because it's not even a huge stadium. It doesn't have – the capacity isn't as big as the other stadiums, but what it reminds me of is when I was in the Gateway Conference, like going to go play Youngstown State. It's like they're on top of you, and they're just crazy, and they loud, and they animated, and they can cut through. It's like weird. They have the type of fans that can cut through, like, white noise just to irritate you when they want to focus specifically on you. You know what I mean? They want to come straight on you, and then you be running fight them, man. So, I mean, it's a tough environment, and it's cold. You know what I mean? You're going to have, like, a lot of the players going to have the little hoodies on over their head, but also that you put tape over your ear holes so the wind can't be blown into your ears, right? So then that's going to make it harder for you to hear. So now, you know, you laid off a snap. You can't hear the snap count. You way out there as a receiver. It's hard to hear all that stuff. So it's going to be that nonverbal communication. That's going to be a tough thing. And you're dealing with the cold and your fingers hurt and all that type of stuff. It's going to be a painful game. It's the most painful game is going playing freezing cold.
Yeah,
their body's going to hurt afterwards.
Yeah, that's the indication we've gotten all week. Is Dallas – Jerry World is such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And it's so cavernous. Does that work against the Cowboys sometimes? Because you come in there as the road team, but it just kind of feels like a neutral site at some – or is that a home field advantage?
No, it does, man. The old one with the they used to have a home field advantage at the other one because it had a crazy crown. Like, if you were sitting on one sideline and you look to the other sideline, you can see the field rise. It's like it wasn't flat. Like, what the hell is this? Like, am I playing on an anthill? You know what I mean? It was like one of those crazy things. But the new one, no. The new one is flat. It's beautiful. But much like Michigan, like, because of how the fans are and how the stands go up, it's not as loud as it should be because the fans aren't on top of you because how much space they give their fans and how it gradually rises from the ground up.
And you wonder, too, how much pressure you feel from your fan base rather than intensity you draw from them if things don't go well early in the game for the Dallas Cowboys, just because of the history there. We'll find out who had home field advantage at the end of this week, but Wild Card Weekend certainly will be wild. We'll be back in 10 seconds. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
Yeah.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Well, I guess join us on the Goodyear Hotline We want you to tune in tomorrow for college basketball action. Kansas hosting West Virginia. Coverage begins 1 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So we have Trash Talk, and we've been giving it to you from within the family, within the ESPN family. So we'll get back to your calls on this. But, Devin, do we have time for this, or should we hold it? Because I don't want to rush through this if we don't have time for it. I know it's tight. We have time? Okay. Oh, we do. All right. So let's – we haven't talked much of the Raiders-Bengals game, but we do have two passionate fans on either side of this within the walls of ESPN. That's the fourth day. That's the first game, Saturday, NBC. So how about Jason Fitz from, of course, Spain and Fitz on his Raiders?
Look, I'll take smack talk from just about anybody, but Cincy fans, they're Nick Lachey and Vegas is Backstreet. Skyline Chili? Come on, I'll take a city full of the best chefs in the world. What happens in Cincy isn't a phrase because no one cares. The best thing you can be known for is a theme park, and nobody goes to a theme park if they can go to a row of casinos and party like real adults. Don't get me with the cold weather either, because last time I checked, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase weren't getting it done in 15 degrees in LSU. This comes down to three words, just win, baby, and that's what the Raiders are going to do.
Love it. All right, Jordan Cornette, you see him on a lot of the college coverage that we have, including college football, college basketball as well, and you hear him also on the airwaves here at ESPN Radio. How about his Bengals? Little hoot day.
Jordan Cornette here, and you know the vibes. The playoff drought ends come Saturday. It's going down basement in the jungle. Why, you ask? We got Joe Blocka Burrow throwing for at least four tutties in this one. Most likely some of them to Ja'Marr. They're going to be chasing him all over the field. Los Angeles Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Vegas Raiders, whatever the hell they call themselves, call them not ready. Cincinnati known for Skyline, Raiders, and playoff dubs. Here we go. Hootay!
I got to love that. Bengals laying 5.5 in this. FPI has them winning 67%, Bart Scott.
I mean, this is a rematch, right? And I think the first round went to the Bengals. Let's see if they can make the necessary adjustments. You know, I mean, Crosby and Yannick Ngakoue can really wreck this game, man. You talk about Joe Burrow sacked over 50 times. You add that up, what he did the first time. It's crazy.
We got more trash talk coming up. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.